Hey, bud, let's party.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
Is everyone confused? They're like, the music started. I don't know what this is. I don't know why or where or how it is or all that stuff. You do. Everyone knows. This is, of course, Saki Bama Gogo, Big Show 114, for those of you keeping track at home. My name is Mao, and we just kicked off with some music because that's the way we gotta do it. That's the way. I like it. That was the Go Devils off of their Super Stuff CD. I played Super Stuff, Go Beat, Last Time Around, and the Taste. No, just Taste of Poison. I added the part. Taste of Poison. I have to get more Go Devil stuff. Go Devils have been around for a long time. They have a lot of music out there. And I have some. And by some, I mean one CD. And that's sad. That's not the way you want to represent. I have to find some of their earlier stuff because they are awesome. Yes. So, anyway, everyone doing okay? Everyone alive? Well, I hope you're alive if you're listening to this show. Picked up some crazy stuff this week. Got a Suicidal Tendencies limited edition skate deck. Now, you're probably like, why? I know. I'm too old to skateboard. I couldn't skateboard when I was younger. I don't know why I'm I'll explain the grand scheme here. So, I usually have, like, some crazy decoration things going on in, like, the studio. But the studio has been stripped clear. Starting fresh. Blank canvas, which I'll get into at some later date. So, I thought it'd be cool to have, like, one of those deep red or, like, dark purple walls. And then have all, like, that, where the art is really close and framed and, like, everything is almost touching but not. Except I'm going to have all lowbrow artwork, like Coop and Rockin' Jelly Bean and Dirty Donnie. And I'm going to have, like, one of my guitars I made, which is all nothing but crap brew stickers and then clear-coated over. You can't see any of the wood. It's just all clear-coated. But it still works. It's a really good guitar, actually. I'm going to have that hanging on it. And I'm going to have this. I was waiting for Suicidal to release a skate deck. They always, every now and then they do, like, a skateboard that's a limited edition because they're Mike Murr, the head singer, his brother is part of the Dogtown group, the originals, the OG skateboarders, which is freaking awesome. So he has, like, deep roots. The whole Suicidal Tendencies has these deep roots in that skate world and the skate culture. So them and Dogtown Z put out, like, every now and then they do a limited edition. So I was sitting there and they said, oh, we're going to do this. It's coming out this date. So I, like, marked it on the calendar. And I was doing that thing where you're sitting there, you're like, oh my God, the second it turns. Because with limited edition stuff, especially this stuff, there was 45 of them. So the second it goes live, you got to grab it or you're done. You know? So I did. Luckily, I got a real high. Now I got number 2 out of 45. This thing is awesome. It's beautiful. It's going to look very nice. Kind of dead center on the wall. Or not dead center, but pretty prominent. I got some of the old 5678s. Concert posters, one done by Coop and one done by Firehouse and Dirty Donnie. I think it was a dual thing. I'm not sure. I have to check that one. But it's getting there. You know, in my brain, it's kind of getting there. I need that, like, gold, really thick framing for around, like, I think I'm going to frame the stuff that isn't like a picture. Like, the guitar and the skateboard will still have a frame around them. And I think I'm going to get that super thick, gold, stupid-looking old stuff and, like, trim it down and do it. I don't know. I'm going to have fun with it. That's what I try and do in life. I'm going to have fun by playing you some more music and stop talking now. And after the music break, we're going to start talking about Animal Crossing and how I don't have a life anymore. But here's music.
Hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
He really likes to shake. He really likes to roll. He really feels the beat.
have to tell you just how much I miss you. I love you, Jim and Herb. Good boss. All I love, all I want, all I need is you forever.
お願い早く気が来る。 waited. I got it. You could play with your magic nose goblins.
Our planet may be doomed, our Earth devastated. The monsters are in revolt, and civilization is in chaos. Godzilla is laying waste to New York. Rodan is attacking Moscow. Manda is smashing London, and Peking trembles under the wrath of Mothra. Our battle cry must be, destroy all monsters. Who can say which country or city will be next? We must unite and destroy all monsters. Is there a way to defend against Godzilla, Rodan, Manda, and Mothra? The answer is no. Let our battle cry be, destroy all monsters. Be prepared. See for yourself, in color from American International. Destroy all monsters. This picture is rated G for general audiences. Destroy all monsters.
You fat blood idiot.
Destroy all monsters. Nice. Oh, who did I play? Oh my god, I played the Heimarts. I played Tallahassee Lassie, and then three songs I don't know what I played because Japanese. All right. Sorry about that. They're awesome. They're another group I have to go out and get some more of their stuff because the Heimarts are a great group. They've been around for a while. So, as I alluded to before the break, Animal Crossings for the Nintendo Switch has come out. Oh my. If you don't know, where have you been? But Animal Crossings is one of their kind of cornerstones. You know, you have the Zeldas, Mario Kart, Mario, Smash Brothers, and Animal Crossings is in that realm where they kind of, when they hit, let's just say not Nintendo stockholders are very happy. Do they have stockholders? I don't know. Everyone at Nintendo is very happy because, wow, they sell a lot of systems and they sell a lot of games. It's a fun game because it's just one of those you just do stuff kind of games, not like, oh, I'm going to die 78 times trying to get across this bridge kind of games. As you get older in life, you appreciate those kind of games better. I remember fondly playing all those action-based, action-packed games when I was younger, and my reflexes were more crisp. That is not the case anymore, so now I'm happy just, you know, collecting bells and paying off houses and the mundane stuff you do in real life, but this time it's more fun because you can actually do it. So, yeah, so that came out on Friday it hit, and it's been a real adventure trying to unlock some of the stuff. And as you grow, you get to go to different sections. It's great fun. It's a really fun game. If you have any inkling or if you know anything about it, this was a very good installment, or this is a very good installment, where they do. There's a lot of cool stuff going on. I haven't used an amiibo yet. I have to see if those do anything. I just thought of that. Interesting. We shall see. I hope there's an amiibo for Iron Ore, because that's here's music.
What are you going to do today, Napoleon?
Whatever I feel like I want to do. Gosh!
I'm キスで火がついた超魔法も火消しも後に作られない価値だよ。恋というのはどんなに素晴らしいものだとは知らなかったよ今まで。とっても素敵な価値だよ。 Kiss me baby 優しく抱きしめてあなたの燃える腕で Oh fine, so fine 全てそこへ
Wubba lubba dub dub!
Oh yeah, 5, 6, 7, 8's time. You know it, I know it, we all know it. I played off of their newest CD called Tanuki Gokin. Tanuki Gokin. Getting better, trying. I'm working at it, everyone. I played Shoujo-ji, The Hungry Raccoon, Mashura, Great Balls of Fire, and Soulful Dress. God, I love the 5, 6, 7, 8's. I saw them when they came around down in Janus Landing. They played with Reverend Horton Heat for a holiday hootenanny. And boy, was that an incredible show and a fun time. I really enjoy their music. I really enjoy that band as in a whole. Should see if we can make them a custom skateboard. And I don't know if they'd go for it. They'd probably be like, no, I don't think we're going to do that. It only works if you're in the skate culture. I'm trying to think what else happened. I started working from home. If you listen to my show before this, I do a show called the Indie Circuit directly before this one on RadioSt.Pete.com, of course. And it's been interesting. I dig it. I like working from home. I don't mind going to the office either, but working from home, a lot of stuff is very easy. You know, want to make food? You make it in your own kitchen. You know, I don't know. I don't like the absorption of coffee pricing. I drink a lot of coffee, and when I work at the office, they have a coffee machine that gives me coffee for free. That's a big saver in my world. So I have to budget out an extra like $3,000 a month for coffee now. It's a little tough on the wallet, but I digress. I'm saving that in frustration and driving on 19 and gas. So I guess it's a little of this, a little of that. Come see, come sigh, right? All right, here's some more tunage. I'll see you in a minute.
Milton. Hi. Could you turn that down just a little bit?
Well, I withdraw that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11.
Yeah, no, I know you're allowed to. I was just thinking maybe like a, you know, personal favor.
Well, I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. Uh-huh. So I don't see why I should have to turn down the radio because
All right, okay.
I enjoy listening at a reasonable volume.
Thanks.
From 9 to 11.
Milton.
Listen to the band's friends.
Throw in a buck.
I don't tip.
You don't tip?
No, I don't believe in it.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.